KSA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions are getting drenched by heavy rains and some areas face the threat of tornadoes, while a long storm front drags across the southern U.S. 3 to 6 inches of rain was forecast in Gulf Coast communities in southern Mississippi and Alabama Friday. At the same time, flood watches and flooding advisories were posted through late Friday into Georgia and Louisiana as well. Areas around Mobile and New Orleans faced tornado watches. A pro-life measure would raise the state penalties associated for those responsible for the death of an unborn person in new Iowa legislation. Critics like Iowa Democrat Beth Wessel Crushell say the bill could put medical procedures like in vitro fertilization at risk, much like an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month.
This bill will create the same chaos in Iowa, limiting the ability for Iowans to build their families and their futures.
Iowa Republican State Representative Skylar Wheeler says the bill is not about IVF.
This bill is very simple. It increases penalties for killing a mother and or her unborn baby. You should face some pretty stiff penalties for that.
The Justice Department is resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out. Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit. The RNC has a new chief. The Republican National Committee voted to make Trump pick Michael Whatley its new chair, and Laura Trump its co-chair. Earlier in the week, the RNC declared former President Trump its presumptive nominee for the 2024 presidential race.
I am going to ask you to join me as recognizing President Trump as our nominee and the next president of the United States. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
This after Ronna McDaniel stepped down from her role as chair on Friday. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
During his State of the Union address Thursday night, President Biden said he had an important message to deliver as it relates to his administration's approach to China.
I've heard many of my Republican and Democratic friends say that China is on the rise. They've got it backwards.
Biden says the U.S. trade deficit with China is down. He asserts his administration's also taking action against Chinese practices that are considered unfair and anti-competitive. Biden also stressed his administration values sustaining peace in the Taiwan Strait. 10 years following the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, U.S. technology firm Ocean Infinity and the Malaysian government are collaborating on a fresh underwater exploration for the wreckage. The Boeing 777, with 239 passengers and crew members aboard, predominantly Chinese nationals, disappeared on March 8, 2014. Company officials with Ocean Infinity now aiming to retry the search that failed earlier, utilizing advanced technology. Country music radio stations all across America are being petitioned now to play Beyoncé's new hit, Texas Hold'em, or else face more backlash. The day after the new hit dropped last month, just 8 of the 150 country music stations in Billboard's country airplay chart played the song. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.